Something to say? Follow us on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So 10 people in a lifeboat, and you find a guy and you pull him on. He says he's God, but you'll survive if you all believe I'm God. If I'm in that boat, we're dead, because I'm thinking, nah, there's no way that's him. Yeah. Why would he be floating in the water? Why would we have to save his ass?
Well, this guy's on
if
LSD.
If it's not him, then you don't die.
I know. But see, I think it said you had to legitimately believe it. In the book, and I could never legitimately believe it.
So if you are right, my
boat's dead. Yeah.
Yeah. But if you are right,
we're good.
Then it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
I know, but
if you're right and it's not God, then your boat's going to be. Yeah. You don't know whether or not you're going to die.
But here's in the book, you actually legitimately have to believe it. I could lie and say, "Oh yeah, it's him," so we can stay alive. But they would know I wouldn't legitimately believe that, and I go, "Oh well, we're dead."
Yeah. Yeah, but if he's God, you can tell if you're lying.
If you are correct,
oh, that's right, yeah.
And he is not God,
yeah.
Then the old living and dying thing doesn't really hinge on what he says.
Good point.
Suck it, Jesus.
No, that's not the point.
Yeah.
No, I'm with the town. I'd take my chances and say, I don't believe it.
I'd say, hey, listen, we only got enough food for 10, dude. Get out.
It would be miserable if he were the only one. It's like, no, he's not. Everybody's on. Yeah, he is.
Yes.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, hung jury. Yeah,
prove it.
And you're probably on the boat with four guys who believe in God, but not in the coronavirus.
Oh, that's right.
That's fake.
That's right.
God isn't made up. The coronavirus.
Praise the Lord,
is.
I'm bagging chicks left and right.
Well, if you're the one guy that's left, what if it turns out to be nine guys who believe the guy but are also willing to throw one guy overboard? Then everybody in the boat believes.
No, but the guy getting in the boat said, all of you have to believe or you're all dead.
All of you.
That's what everybody. So throwing a guy overboard.
So murdering one is not an option?
Apparently not in that book. I think I don't think Mitch is going to get as dark in that book as we would if we'd have read
Probably
it.
Not. Probably
Seems
not.
Like God doesn't really have an open mind.
Yeah.
Be like, well, I'll sacrifice nine people that believe in me because one dude doesn't. See ya.
It's just a numbers game.
Good point.
Mitch seems a little more altruistic than any of us.
That's a low bar.
Mm-hmm. Low bar. Yeah.
Get your vaccine.
And then you can bang chicks left and right. Like our buddy
No,
Pat.
Beforehand. He did it all the time. No vaccine.
Yeah, he's nonstop.
Nonstop.
If I was hanging out with somebody and they said, I've been banging chicks left and right, I would laugh. Yes. Really hard. Yeah, you have been. Yeah,
I love how he told us that, like he was going to show off to us about that. What?
Ooh, now
what
I'm
do you
impressed.
Think? What do you think we're 16? We're going to buy that as a brag, and we're
going to
be.
Did you get the third base, dude?
Ooh, dude, man.
Man, I bet you touched a boob.
I bet you did. Tell me about it. What's up, Craig?
It was on this date in 1949, the first Polaroid camera went on sale at a cost of about $90.
That's probably a lot of money,
man. It was
man.
A fortune back
yeah,
then.
People
might not remember the concept of a camera all by itself.
No.
Well, didn't they make a comeback?
They
briefly?
Still sell those.
Not too long ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're retro.
A few years ago.
Yeah, go retro.
You come out with a... Yep.
But as I recall, the film was crazy expensive.
Yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but a lot of people became familiar with that because of the Outcast song.
Right.
Shake It Like a Polaroid Picture.
Yep.
What? And they looked it up.
Right.
Oh, that looks kind of cool.
Polaroid had to be thrilled with that song.
Yeah, it probably didn't work too much. I mean, they sold a few retro, but if you see any of those things around?
I think they're still around. My daughter wanted one for Christmas a couple years ago. She just said she wanted to get a disposable camera for the summer. I don't know if you're going to like that.
I don't know.
Because she's used to just being able to instantly bring stuff up. Yeah.
You don't need a disposable camera with a phone. That's kind of just a waste of money.
That's what I thought.
The phones are pretty much disposable, too.
Right. Yeah.
But you got to get a new one every few years.
And the pictures certainly are. You can, hit the trash can.
Yeah. Right.
Button.
I got two or three of those disposables in an old box. I noticed we were moving, and I'm afraid to get them developed. I have no idea what's on them.
Oh, you should.
Yeah. I know I should. I really should. I guarantee it was early, mid-90s, so you might be in a few of those, Todd. Sure you want me to?
Well, screen them.
Right. Yeah, he's not with the same woman anymore, so yeah.
Either
he's
am
in
I.
Less danger.
Either am I.
Yeah, some of those she might be
in. I don't know. I think I remember they were before we met.
That may not matter.
I don't know where they're. I don't know where I took them. I have no idea why I had it, you know. Well, there wasn't phone cameras then, so disposable cameras were huge.
Yeah, your picture with Steven Tyler was before you met her, too,
yeah,
but is that out?
Yeah, no.
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 But if it was the 90s, I was banging chicks
left and right. You touched a few boobs, too. Yes, you did.
Yeah, it might have.
Yeah, as far as I can see here on Amazon, you could still get a Polaroid camera for about $100,
okay.
But a 40-pack of film is $65.
For 40?
For 40 exposures, yeah.
Yeah.
So you're going to go broke.
It's old retro.
You're going to go broke using Polaroid film.
Right.
Well, you know, if you hand it to a kid, there's like, snap, snap.
Nah, you're right. They're thinking,
you're like, there's a dollar. There's a dollar.
Out of Nebraska, State Senator Anna Wishart, the sponsor of the legislation, says that the Nebraska legislature will be discussing a bill to legalize medical marijuana tomorrow.
We are running a commercial. Somebody is. I'm sure Ricketts is paying for it, that runs in this state. I haven't seen it. My wife saw it the other day. And I feel bad for the family. Apparently their son committed suicide. That's horrible, so I'm not going to talk about that so much. But they blame weed on. And that's the commercial. Have you seen it yet?
I've heard about it.
My wife said it was just unbelievably ridiculous.
Yeah, I wasn't aware.
And I feel bad. I'm not, the family believes what they believe. I get it.
Because they invented that term, marijuana psychosis.
Right.
I don't think that's a real diagnosis.
No, it's not.
It's like reefer madness.
Right. It's just like they're making stuff up.
Right.
Reefer madness.
It's reefer madness, right.
Yeah.
I found an incredible website you just have to check out. Nuts.com is the best-kept secret of savvy snackers across the country. It's the simple and convenient way to have nutritious, delicious, healthy nuts, dried fruit, flowers, grains, and so many other high-quality foods delivered straight to your door. They have over 4,000 products to choose from, like white chocolate toffee cashews, bourbon pecans, crystallized ginger, and my personal favorite, honey sesame sticks. Nuts.com isn't just for nut lovers. It's your one-stop online pantry shop. They have an incredible variety available, including candies, dried fruits, and pantry items like baking mixes, pasta, and more. Get fresher products than the supermarket with Nuts.com. New Nuts.com customers get free shipping on your first order when you text podcast to 64,000. So, text podcast to 64,000 to get free shipping on your first order from nuts.com. That's podcast to 64,000. Terms apply. Available at nuts.com/terms.
So this measure that Anna Wishart has sponsored, and they're going to talk about tomorrow. She's one of the sponsors, I believe. The measure would allow patients with certain qualifying conditions to buy and have up to 2.5 ounces of cannabis from licensed dispensaries, not really cannabis, no smoking of the marijuana.
Edible?
Yeah.
Get you buzz?
17, oh yeah.
Massive THC.
Edibles will,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
you know, will edibles get you high?
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
Yeah. It ticks a little bit, but they work.
They've got a list of 17 qualifying conditions. Now, nobody's thinking this is really going to pass. Lawmakers have to go overcome a filibuster and blah, blah, blah. That's why they're working to put the question of legalization for adult use in front of voters next year. So be sure and sign the petitions when you see it.
No, that'll be
they're
going full recreational, so we have to.
Well, I signed the petition last time.
So
they had enough signatures.
I did, too.
Yep.
And then they blocked it.
This
went to the court. And blocked it.
Let's make it again.
Let's make it backfire because this one's going to go a full recreational now. That's what this one's going to be about.
Of course, this is a different thing to sign.
Of course, I'm going to sign it again.
Well, what was the loophole where they were able to say, "Oh no, this isn't going on"?
Well, the Nebraska Attorney General said this wasn't the case, but the Supreme Court said that there were too many items involved in saying yes, you can smoke weed. There was, there were too many things involved in a yes or no question.
It was wording.
Yeah.
The wannabe Trumper in the office in Lincoln stopped it.
Now, is the same thing going to happen in Kansas?
No, Kansas has a governor that's cool. she's going to pass it. She'll pass it if it gets through the Senate.
Well, the court could hold it up there, too, couldn't it?
Well, oh, this isn't a voting one. The House passed it in Kansas.
Yeah.
Now it goes to the Senate. The governor will sign it. That's medical.
But what's the chance of
we don't know
it passing through the Senate?
I think Craig mentioned it yesterday. I think it's actually better than we thought it was.
No.
Wasn't it? The Senate?
I'm sorry, exactly which thing you're talking about?
The Senate in Kansas.
Kansas.
Oh.
The medical marijuana in Kansas.
Apparently, it is going to pass with a, or I forget how it's going to work. Because, she's a the governor's a Democrat.
She'll sign it, right, yeah.
Yeah, she's going to sign it, as I understand it, and they're going to be able to
but
get that
here.
Through somehow. I forget
Rickus.
Exactly what. Out of England, Gareth Wilde has been shopping at the same grocery store for years, according to the BBC. Gareth says he admires his grocery store's great parking lot. Back in 2015, he decided that his new life mission is to park in every single one of that parking lot's spaces.
Good to have dreams,
nerd.
Kids.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
And nerd.
What a dream. What a good list.
Nerd.
But only one per visit.
Oh, so you can't do them all at the same time. What a challenge.
So he comes back. Oh, it's
he used a satellite image that showed an overhead view of the lot so that he could see all the spaces he could legally park in. He kept track of what he called the monotony in a color-coded spreadsheet to give his presentation a little bit of extra razzle-dazzle, he said.
Guy was bored, man.
After his first child was born 2 years into the project, he was able to park legally in the family spot. So now the total number of spaces he needed to conquer this was 211, according to the New York Times. He would not allow himself to more than one spot per trip, but he said he would sometimes sneak out at night to pick up something small so he could knock off a hard-to-get space.
Oh, my God.
What a moron. Did he did he steal a handicap sticker to get in all those spots, too?
That was not
one. He said legally.
I know, but
he
said
legally.
Yeah, but if I was that guy's buddy, I'd say, you know, you didn't park
in those. That's not legal.
And
he's
going to
break his own leg.
And there's a pregnant spot anymore now in the U.S. there is a lot of times.
Oh, Purple Heart. Purple Heart recipient.
Right.
Now we're talking England here. Who knows what they have?
Yeah.
He said he finally finished his mission a couple of weeks ago. He told the BBC he felt a moment of elation and melancholy.
Oh, it's over.
And said the mission helped him get through the pandemic. He said it's just nice to have a break from all that and just think about something stupid.
That's probably, I was going to say it's pandemic stupid.
Right.
But it started in 2015.
I wasn't that bored, though.
And he was that stupid. Now then.
He was that stupid.
So it started in 2015, and then it's pulling it through the pandemic.
Yeah.
But I'll credit him.
He finally
got
it done. Yeah.
Not just finding something stupid to do during the pandemic.
But don't you think it's going to bug him? It's
going to
bug
him.
Their spots are still open that he can't go through the handicap.
No. He didn't just pick something stupid. He picked something really stupid. I mean, that's exceptionally stupid.
It is.
Who the hell thinks of that?
It makes
Gareth
no sense.
Wilde.
Right.
It
who the hell
no
goes
sense.
Into a parking lot and thinks, boy, I'd like to park in every one of these spots someday.
But
once it's narrowed down, you'd probably have to wait for somebody to leave a spot so we could get into it.
Well, that's why
he would go late at night.
Oh.
Yeah, but how about this? You always talk about this, Nick. This is the guy that walks up to you to party and starts telling you the story.
Yeah. So then I parked right next to the tree.
Right. For the longest time, I couldn't get slot number 43. I really had to work for that one.
Well, you know, when he finished it, he tried to brag about it to some
of
his buddies.
Yeah.
Like, guys, I finished it. And they're like, so?
Yeah.
Well, he's in the New York Times.
Shut up, Garrett.
You should.
And the BBC.
See if we can get him on. No. Track him down.
I think that might be a split vote on me.
Who parks a lot.
Shut up, Garrett.
Coming up on the show tomorrow. The guy who parks in.
Here's the point, I guess.
Yeah, what is the point?
It's just another guy's hobby.
He's
this
an idiot?
Is just a hobby.
Right.
And we can, some people make fun of hobbies.
Yeah, I'm generally not one to do that, but this one, geez.
But it gave the guy something to do. It was just his hobby for a few years.
But he started before the pandemic.
Yeah? That doesn't mean it's not a hobby.
The whole time he could have been learning how to play the piano.
Really?
Garrett.
We could say a lot of things. Hey, he could have been, blah, blah, blah. We could say that about all of us.
He should have been on the couch drinking a lot of alcohol and doing a lot of weed, just like the rest of us did, the normal guys.
But then he'd occasionally park.
Does he now pick another parking lot to conquer?
Yeah, what's next?
No, because he went to this is just his grocery store.
Yeah.
He went there long enough, and, okay, well, I guess I'll do that.
He has been to the mountaintop.
Thank you.
Yep.
I'm still his
life's work is over.
I'm still his buddies pointing to the handicap spot. So,
you didn't park there.
What do you like to get in there?
Try to get in there.
Garrett, speaking of names.
He's a dude who's not getting laid left and right.
I got a text from
buddy banging chicks. Hair.
I would throat punch my parents if they named me Oliver. I like that.
Yeah.
That's my buddy. He's right. Sorry if you're an Oliver. Throat punch my parents. That makes me laugh.
Thanks, Mom.
Here's a hazing for you. A French fighter pilot says that when he got to his new unit, the guys hazed him by putting a hood over his head, throwing him in the back of a pickup truck, driving about 30 minutes away, and attaching him to a pole.
Oh, my God.
Oh, fun.
That's when he heard the sound of fighter jets. He realized he was strapped to a target in a live fire range, reports Reuters.
Whoa! So they basically were going to kill him.
For around 20 minutes, he could hear combat aircraft flying nearby, the sound of munitions exploding. When he was finally detached from the pole with his legs still taped together, he was ordered to hop back to the truck. According to CNN, a French Air Force spokesman said officers created a staged scene to make the pilot think munitions were being dropped nearby. But the firing area he heard came from a different location, and no round came closer to him than just over half a mile away.
How do you hop with a load in your pants, puss?
Quickly. There's pictures of this you can check out on Twitter and Facebook.
Right. Unlike a lot of the fraternity hazings, this one seemed thought out. And it was funny.
And nobody's going to die.
The spokesman said that after the complaint was received, firm sanctions were placed on the officers involved, up to and including restriction to barracks. They're not saying how many days the punishment lasted. There are photos, as we mentioned.
All right. Post up.
Yeah, you never want to be friends with the guys that did that to you.
No, man.
Like, oh, we got you. But yeah, you guys are huge dicks.
Exactly.
Remember when you thought you were going to die in a live aircraft thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. God, that's horrible. Yeah, Todd mentioned that hazing. They did a special on the college hazing again the other day. Was that the CBS Sunday morning?
Yeah, it was. CBS Sunday morning.
That was sad, man. Dumbass kids making these kids just get drunk and die. It's horrible.
None of it's clever either.
No, it never is. Just, you can party in college. We all did, but just.
No, all of them.
I didn't try to force my buddies to die.
Every one of those hazing things just involved excessive alcohol.
Excessive, too. I mean, it's a lot.
Like funnels in the butt.
Not normal guys just having a good time and drinking a bunch, you know.
No, thank God I was never had any desire to get into that scene.
Me neither.
I know it's not popular to say, but they could do away with the whole
Greek thing. They should.
I mean, I'd be fine if they said the Greek system is just done for.
Yeah, it won't be, though. That's a pretty big deal for a lot of people. But how about just don't haze them? Yeah, let them in like Animal House. You got drunk, here's your name, Pinto. Why Pinto? Why not? That's it. that's always thought. That's the name. That's the name. Yeah, you just get drunk at the toga party, you're in the group.
I was never. A friend of mine was in one of those. I went to stay with him at his school, and he had a paddle up on the wall. And I'm like, "What's with that?" He's like, "Well, I can't tell you." I'm like, "Well, I think I probably know. Would you just get hit in the ass with it a bunch? That's probably it."
Until you liked it,
right?
Apparently.
Let me guess where the handle went. Now you're in the club. Okay.
You also get into the fright if you're a legacy from Harrisburg.
Yes, that's right. Flounder. Flounder. Right.
Legacy from Harrisburg.
We need the dudes.
Mitch Albom joined the program. In paperback is his book, Finding Chica, Little Girl, An Earthquake, and the Making of a Family. That's on paperback next week. And for our Lion fans, friends, I did ask about the Detroit Lions, since Mitch is a Detroit guy. Been there 35 years. He doesn't think you're ever going to win.
They're going to continue sucking, and he couldn't be happier.
He said
we're fine with it.
He won't be alive if they're ever in the Super Bowl. That's sad. That is sad, man. So.
Tony Rock is at the Funny Bone this weekend. We're going to talk to him tomorrow.
I'm featuring there Thursday for Josh Potter.
Are you?
Yeah.
Go see Nick. TNTRadioEmpire.com is a website. You can download the podcast and listen streaming it worldwide. Also, it's Tanline Tuesday on Twitter. Put more of those up today. Wear a mask and get a vaccine. All right. So you can bang chicks left and right. Yeah, all of your rage. That was that goddamn it. Pat. Idiot.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.